Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, sir. A pleasant good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Please permit me to apologize for this unusual disturbance, but we're hoping for some conversations, please.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the conversation that did or did not take place. What was revealed in that Donald Trump Jr. meeting with now two Russians, and what more should we know about that? We reached out to Andy Field from ABC News to talk about that. Andy, it's John. You're on WGN Radio in Chicago. How are you?
Good, John. You know, the room keeps getting more and more crowded with each new report. At first, it was a meeting with someone who was a lobbyist who wanted to talk about Russian adoption. But in fact, really what they wanted to talk about was getting rid of a law that prohibited certain Russians from coming here in the United States, and it was really the beginning of all the Russian sanctions. That is what Donald Trump Jr. told us last Saturday. The story has changed several times as the New York Times put out new information saying they had copies of emails to show that indeed the reason they took this meeting was because this woman was going to offer dirt on Hillary Clinton. And the email specifically to Donald Trump Jr. said it is coming from the Russian government and they want to help you win and Hillary Clinton lose. So, of course, as this has morphed over the week, Donald Trump Jr. went on Fox News and said, this is it. You know everything you need to know about it. And then today we find out that, yes, there is indeed another person at this meeting who was a former Russian intelligence officer in Afghanistan. So yeah, the plot thickens.
Andy, I just played back that clip where Sean Hannity asked Donald Jr. that question. And, you know, really it was in response to, are there any more emails? So Hannity was pressing him on any emails, and then Donald Trump sort of expanded it, Jr. did, when he said, no, that's it, that's everything, we want to be transparent, they're offering it, drip, drip, drip. I said, let's put it all out there. But I don't recall Hannity or anybody else getting the opportunity to ask Donald Jr., was anybody else in the meeting? He didn't volunteer that, but I wonder, had anybody specifically asked him that question?
I don't know the answer to that question. Certainly, no one other than Fox has been allowed to talk to Donald Trump Jr. So in terms of transparency, when you have the House organ for the Trump administration that is basically cheerleading the president and not really asking him tough questions, it's kind of hard to do that. In terms of who was in the audience, I'm sorry, not the audience,
the room.
The thing here, in the room. There's some more interesting information here. It says so far, acknowledged in attendance was Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, the son-in-law, Paul Manafort, who was the campaign manager, Veselitskaya, the woman, and now this guy, Arkmetshin. And then, of course, publicist Rob Goldstone, and there was a translator. So it was a pretty crowded room. But what's interesting is that Senator Chuck Grassley, who was a Republican, had written a letter to John Kelly, the Secretary of Homeland Security, this spring, asking about this guy, Ashmetshin. I'm going to have to take a Russian class before this is all over.
We all are. I used to think we need to know Chinese or Urdu, but now it's Russian again.
We have to practice all these names.
Yeah.
And so Chuck Grassley asked about him. He's a Russian immigrant to the United States who's been accused of acting as an unregistered agent for Russian interests. And Grassley wanted information about him. Now, remember, Grassley didn't know about this meeting at the time. This just came up because Grassley's on an oversight committee and he wanted to know about these things. So the final word we've had on this so far was from President Trump yesterday at a news conference where he didn't think there was anything wrong with the meeting. It was, as he said, you know, I think the quote from the president was, you know, I think they talked about adoption and some other things, kind of blowing away the some other things part, which was the actual reason for the meeting in the first place.
And the president says that he did not know about this meeting and was not briefed on it afterwards. He only found out about it when the rest of us did.
That is what the president says, but there have been a lot of statements made this week that have been corrected and updated. And by the way, Jared Kushner has, we're told, updated his foreign contacts list that he's supposed to have for his security clearance, and apparently has added 100 other meetings that he neglected to mention.
I want to take a quick phone call here. We've got lots of phone lines ringing, but we only have a minute. Andy Field is on the line from ABC News, and we're obviously talking about, by the way, does this rise to gate status? Donnie Gate is so easy.
Yeah, no one's added a gate to this yet.
Or,
you know, and the important thing here is that it's not clear that they did anything illegal. There doesn't seem to be any law broken, but what's interesting is that we have heard denial after denial after denial that there was any connection between the Trump campaign, anyone close to Donald Trump, and the Russians. And we have, from Donald Jr., a release of emails that show that is not correct.
Ron, you had a question. You're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi.
No, I just wanted to say, in regards to your query about who else, was there a question about who else was in the meeting? The president, several days ago in Paris, was very clear when he said his son, his wonderful son, took a meeting from a Russian attorney. Now, I would imagine if the president knew there were other people there, or his son knew, he would have confided to his father that indeed there was somebody else. But the president himself said that his son took a meeting with an attorney, period. And there was no mention of anybody else.
Interesting point. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, so if the president is using the singular, then maybe his expectation was there was only that one Russian woman. All right. Well,
yeah, all of this is interesting to talk about at this point, but the gentleman, the special counsel who is looking into this now, has now expanded the investigation into, and I'm certain that he will subpoena emails and servers and the like to find out exactly what else has happened.
Mary, you had a comment? What was that? You're on WGN. Hi,
yeah,
Mary.
I was saying that this is like the Hamilton song, Who Was in the Room When It Happened?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've been looking for appropriate themes.
Could be a musical.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go to that one. Mary, thank you for the call. Andy, thanks for your time. Let's visit again next week maybe, huh?
All right, thank you so much.